El Paso is home to several local makers and creators, and Small Business Saturday was created to encourage all of us to support small, local businesses on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We're here today to highlight some of those small businesses that are supporting local artists and makers. And we're here today to encourage all of you to shop small and shop local this holiday season. Here with us today are Chelsea Ivaldi of Chuco Relic and Elena Ruiz of Lalo Elan. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Elena, I'm going to start with you because your store is a baby.
It is a baby, yes.
Will you tell us about your store and your dream and why you do what you do?
Well, it started when I was really young. I was like maybe 12. I started making jewelry, and I would make it for friends, and I'd make it for myself, and it just kept continuing on until now. I'm 32 years old, so it's become everything to me. And the line, it changes. You know, as I grow, it grows with me.
As it should, right? I mean, you're evolving as a person, so should you.
Yeah, it grows. And I've always wanted to have a store, and it's, you know, it's just something that's been on my mind, you know, most of my life. And so it's happening, and now it's actually there.
While it's evolving, there's a definite style. So you can tell that it's yours. Are these fine lines? Are these thin chains, really shiny stones?
Yeah, I love the stones. And one of the things I like to do is recycle jewelry. So I'll go to like thrift shops, garage sales, you know, flea markets, and I'll pick out a bunch of like old pieces. And I incorporate those with new products that I buy, like new supplies. And with that, it creates a one-of-a-kind piece. So it's exclusive to its owner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's made for, you know, people who want to be unique and they want to, you know, have their own personal style. And it's something nobody else is going to have. It's not like the 10 necklaces that are on sale at the department store. It's that one special piece for you.
Tell us about your store. How do we find you? Where are you?
I am located downtown at 200 South Santa Fe Street. So it's, you know, there's a lot of construction right now. It's a little tough, but it's you just park and take a stroll and you'll find it. It's Santa Fe and I think between San Antonio and El Paso. And it's right next to the Dream Chasers Club. And it's like a nice experience when you go. You can walk into my shop and you can walk through the back door and walk next door to the gallery. So it's kind of connected and it's awesome.
Get a 2-for-1 experience.
You get a 2-for-1 experience. Get some jewels, get some art, and you leave like feeling great.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
Now, Chelsea, you've been at it for a while.
Yeah, we're going on 3 years now. So we've had the store for 5 years, which used to be Mencho. Then we changed it to Chuco Relic. So the store alone has been together for 5 years, but I've had it for three.
In those 3 years, it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you have kind of this melee of products that you carry. So there's a lot of people that create stuff, and you're kind of their conduit.
Right. Yeah. So what I do, I mean, I'm kind of, I guess I'm the collector of all of, well, not all. I mean, there's still a lot of artists that I still want to bring in, but so many different artists that I have in there that we get to promote and sell their beautiful art or their beautiful pieces that they create. The local artists get a place to sell their stuff.
And there's a lot of El Paso-centric stuff. And it's not like the stuff you see at the airport or, you know, at Walmart or whatever. It's
right. It's stuff. I try to keep it all locally made and El Paso-related. So it's if you're looking for a unique souvenir, I mean, that we're the place to go because it's someone from El Paso has made it and it's El Paso-themed. So it can't get more local than that, you know. So when you give it to someone, they know that. What I love about us is that you're not only just supporting a local business, but you're also supporting a local artist.
Right, it's this neat trickle-down effect.
Right, Yeah, and it's awesome. For me, the relationships that I've gotten to build, I used to sell her jewelry, Lalo Elan, and that's how we know each other. So we're all connected in some way, and I think that's what's awesome about El Paso, you know, that we're all connected in some way. So when you buy a piece, like, you're still connected to El Paso. If you're leaving or if you're no longer living in El Paso, you still can take a piece of home with you and stay connected.
And how neat. It's like you're kind of like this little incubator because, you know, you were carrying.
It's like a community, a nice little community of artists helping each other.
Yes, and to see you go from, okay, so you're carrying Elena's jewelry to Elena has her own store.
Yeah, I know. So I'm really excited, you know, when I heard that Elena had her own space, because I mean, I did carry some of her jewelry. So I've just seen her evolve into, you know, her own store. So that's really awesome for me to see, because now we can relate, you know, as far as business owners and things like that. So, and I feel like everybody has to have a start somewhere, you know, and maybe we're the start. Like, we're just the place where the artist will start and get a taste of, you know, how it is to start as a vendor. And then from there, they realize, okay, well, you know, I can make it bigger and move from there. So it's pretty cool.
So how is that process? Maybe will you tell us, Elena, going from an artist selling her wares to now an artist owning her store?
This process for me was interesting. I was actually telling Chelsea earlier my story. Like, I was having this day where I was super depressed and I was crying. I was like, what am I going to do with my life? And, you know, I had already been selling my jewelry inside the Dream Chasers Club. And I was having this bad day, and it's just like, what's happening with my life? And then later that night, Jam calls me and he's like, hey, would you be interested in having your own store? And it's like, it just happens. And it's like, you have to keep working at your passion every single day. It's like a compound effect.
Right.
You know, every day you put a little into it, into it, and you take up opportunities of, like, you know, selling in local shops, selling at markets, meeting people, and you slowly build yourself and, you know, create a name for yourself. And then it, you know, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the universe is, like, seeing you working, and it's like, hey, let's
here's
make it
this
happen.
Gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether you take it or not, it's on you.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm, like, so grateful, and I still, like, I can't believe, like, hey, this is happening. I'll stand in my store. I'm like, this is real. Like, it's my store. It's so cool, and I hang out there, and I make jewelry while I'm open, and, you know.
It's not a bad way to live.
It's pretty great, and I change it around. It's kind of like my own little house. I'm just, like, moving things, and it's really nice. And I not only do I sell my jewelry, I also sell some other local.
So now you're starting to incubate artists.
Yes, like, I do sell, like, Toasty Teas, Oregon and El Paso, and also I just recently got a Sleep Never, a local clothing designer.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's a few, like, amazing artists in there. It's awesome.
And Chelsea, I mean, you've had the evolution because you started from a teeny tiny shop in downtown El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're at Montecillo. Will you tell us about kind of the growth of your business? And then I can't imagine that it's always easy owning your own business.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just tell us a little bit about that.
So, yeah, we started downtown and then we had the opportunity. And from there, I mean, we were still the way we started. We were mainly selling novelties as far as more Fred and Friends stuff that we would purchase. And then from there, we started making it more local. So asking, you know, local artists to produce their own stuff and having it sold at our store. And then when we got to Montecillo, now we just have a lot of different artists in there as well. So I would say 90% of our stuff's locally made. We have some stuff from Mexico that some favorites that people still want to purchase. And then we also are selling at Whole Foods now. So,
oh, how cool.
So it's kind of, we've kind of evolved and little by little just kind of taken it to the next direction. And sometimes it's just showing up, you know?
Right.
Just showing up and opening your business and just, like Elena was saying, like letting the world take care of you. And El Paso is such a great community. They've been so supportive just for small businesses. They've supported us in our growth and our move. So we're really appreciative. And we're appreciative also for the artists to give us the opportunity to sell their stuff, to have other people, you know, because it's when artists create things, I mean, it's theirs, you know, they've created it and they've seen it grow. Yeah, it's their baby. So for us to have the opportunity to give it a home, that's really awesome for us as well.
And you've had quite the evolution because I imagine, was it hard at first to find people that made stuff locally? I mean, it seems like now you have the opposite where people are coming at you like, hey,
it's
will you
over.
Sell my stuff?
Yeah. You know, I think at first it was hard. I think there's always been a lot of talent in El Paso.
Yes.
But I think at first it was hard to get the people to trust me because to say, okay, I want you to sell my stuff. Like, it was, I think that first we had to build that trust with people and let them know, you know, we're going to eventually, like, it's going to eventually help both of us. You know, we're going to sell your art. We're going to promote you and what you're doing. And then once we built that trust, now it's just, people are asking us, can you carry our stuff? Can you sell our stuff for us? And now that we have the opportunity to be into Whole Foods, you know, we have a bigger audience and to give the artist the opportunity to be in a national store, a corporate store, to put their art in. So it's just, the opportunities keep getting bigger for us to display El Paso artists.
Where does that put you, Elena? What are you seeing from just going from selling yours? You have your store. Any idea what's next?
I don't know. What I've always wanted to do is just travel and do markets and like bigger shows and stuff. I don't know what could be next. I've seen the small progression of my business since it's, been really going, but I don't know. I feel like there's more amazing things to come. I always feel like something amazing is about to happen. I always just have this feeling. So maybe it'll be a bigger store. Maybe, I'll have more stores or, and I'm always trying to do more with jewelry. So mm-hmm. I can grow in that as well.
How about you, Chelsea? What do you see for as the future of your business? I mean, you're in Whole Foods now.
I know. Yeah, it's an awesome opportunity to be at Whole Foods. And we're just always just keeping the door open and keeping our opportunities open for whatever comes, because we've just kind of, like I told you, at first it was just showing up. And then, Whole Foods invited us. And we have other stuff that we're working on as well. So just keep putting out good vibes out there and, the world take care of us and see maybe another location on the east side. I know that we have a lot of people on the east side that are asking us, why can't you be closer to us? So we're keeping everything, all the opportunities open and see where we go.
Well, today is Small Business Saturday, and we encourage you to support small local businesses, such as the businesses that my guests today own. Today, my guests have been Chelsea Evaldi of Chuco Relic and Elena Ruiz of Lalo Elan. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for inviting us.